Welcome to another episode of Twin Chat with Mason James. Here's your hosts, Mason James.
Here we are.
Hi.
Back again.
Yay. A little bit delayed this time, though.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh, horrendous couple of weeks.
What happened? What happened last week, James?
Oh, last week, the girls were really, really poorly. Then I was really poorly. Millie cracked her head open on the corner of my bedside table. I had to take her to A&E. Oh, it was just hideous. It was just one thing after another.
Yeah. You wasn't good last weekend, was you?
Oh, I was so ill. So ill.
Great. I don't think I've ever seen anyone so grey. You looked grey. You was like this. You could have been like, if you looked like a picture from the 50s, like black and white. It was just like, you just looked great. Every time I came in and, how you doing, baby?
I was if.
Well, I tried to look after you.
You did.
I did.
You looked after the girls.
I did. So for our listeners there, I was Friday night. Gemma wasn't well. I'm due to go to West Ham versus Tottenham.
On the Saturday,
the next day. And Gemma had arranged to go to see Frozen 2, the Disney film, Anna and Elsa. She was so excited about it.
I had the VIP seats.
You did.
I did. I paid for them, and it was like, I text mum and I was like, guess what?
A lot of money.
Yeah, it was about 30 quid. Yeah.
So we was all ready, and Gemma decided to get herself sick and was throwing up all Friday night, Saturday morning. Millie, to be honest, wasn't great, was she?
She wasn't great, so she was
very restless. And so when we wake up Saturday, it's an early kickoff. So if I want to go to this game with Alfie and Daniel, my boys, if I want to go, I'm going to have to leave at 10 o'clock. And I go in and see Gemma about half eight. And I'll be honest, I did mess up a bit because I didn't put my hand on your head. Oh, wait, how are you doing, baby? I just kind of went in and I went, you're getting up. Am I going to West Ham or not? And you kind of like just woke up with all your greyness and just went, oh, that's a nice way of being woken up, blah, 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 looking grey. And I knew in an instant, A, I'd messed up asking you what I was going to do, and
yeah,
B,
you could have been more tactful.
Definitely. And I think I did apologise.
You did apologise.
Yeah. So at that point in time, I had 10 minutes
to try and get up.
I kind of knew I was going to Frozen 2 rather than West Ham. West Ham lost, but Frozen 2 for me was crap as well.
Yeah, but at least you stayed warm.
Yeah, but I don't know what was the best thing. I don't know whether going West Ham and watching West Ham lose or going to Frozen 2. I'm not quite sure what was the worst thing.
To West Ham, and to be fair, they pretty much lose.
Well, they always lose, yeah. That is true, yeah. I'll give you that. I went into... Your mum was brilliant and...
She always is.
Yeah, she is. And we took the girls to Lakeside, big shopping centre in Essex, and Gemma had decided to book tickets at the cinema, which is probably about 10 miles away, 15 miles away, at a time when they're doing the major road reconstruction. So the road was closed. So it was going to take, rather than take 20 minutes, it was going to take an hour.
I looked at the times and I thought 1 o'clock's a good time. They're not going to be sleepy. They're not going to want feeding because you'd have given lunch. So I thought 1 o'clock was...
They hated it, James. Well, no, they watched it. I'll be honest. They watched it for about... This is not a film review, but I quite like Frozen.
I love Frozen.
Anna and Elsa and Wanna Build a Snowman and all that. I love that. I love it. I think...
It's magical.
It's brilliant. And it's not a film review, but if you haven't seen it yet, you'll probably go and see it. But for me, it just wasn't anywhere near, not even close to how good Frozen was. They were trying too hard. So I don't think you missed much. I think he was in bed throwing up and doing all those kind of things. And the girls got bored. by about, I think it was about, I think the film was about an hour and 20, hour and 30. They got bored. They were bored. They were like, can we go home? Mm. Can we, it's dark. Yeah, you're in the cinema, girls.
Yeah, I know. I was just hoping that it'd be good, and it was just, the girls have been amazing, so it was this little treat for them, and being in the warm, so I tried, and it was just going to be a nice day out with Mum.
But it wasn't, though, was it? Because you was in bed.
Yeah.
Throwing up.
Yeah.
And this week, the girls have been up and down, haven't they? It's Friday. So we never did a podcast last Friday. You was gutted about that.
Oh, I was, yeah.
We tried to do one Sunday?
No.
Monday?
No, I think it was Monday night, but...
And then we got halfway through and was like, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
It just ain't working. No,
it was, it was halfway through. It was terrible, yeah. And the pair of us just looked at each other and was like, no.
This ain't working. No, I think we got 40 minutes in.
Yeah. And it was just, we didn't want to air it.
It'd be like the outtakes. We could do an outtake show about just how bad it was. Yeah, it was terrible.
Because I wasn't 100%, but I was like desperate because I enjoy doing this. And obviously, we've had such a good response, people are going to be wanting the next episode.
We need to, we've got a level of quality now, Gemma.
We have.
We've got a standard, you know? People are expecting a standard from us.
And they would have listened to that and was like, that's absolute dog shit.
They would have gone, what the hell were they doing, thinking about? And actually, we got to this stage where we was looking at each other. We was 40 minutes in, and I kind of looked at Gemma. I don't think you kind of realised what I was... And I was like, this is shit.
Mm.
And it was like,
let's
crush it. So here we are, a week late.
Indeed. It's Friday night.
It is a Friday night.
Vino in front of us.
Vino.
Girls in bed.
They were in bed when you picked me up from the station. Well, they were asleep.
So we went over
to... So what have you been doing? So you went to your mum's today?
No, I popped to Lakeside and then went over to my nan's and just spent the afternoon with my nan because the girls have been so poorly. I haven't been able to see her for like 3 weeks and because I don't want her to catch the girls because she can be quite poorly with it. She has emphysema.
Right.
So, yeah. So I have to be very mindful if anyone's not very well, then we can't.
So you're very kind. You picked me up from the station.
I did.
And I was expecting to see these bubbly girls, but they were zonked.
Oh, no, it was... The heating in the car was, like, way up. We had lullabies playing in the car just purely so I could get them to sleep, and then we picked them up, put them into bed.
So you put music on that you thought...
Oh, they do. They literally, lullaby. I've got this lullaby app and it is amazing. The girls fall asleep within 5 minutes now. We've got it down to a T. Even you can put them to sleep now with this lullaby music.
Well, personally, I wish it worked all the time. It doesn't, you know. I definitely think that the next or one of the next episodes we should do should be about sleep because there's a whole, at least an hour.
From the girls not sleep, but... Yeah, you're going to blame me completely for
I'm not. But one day this... I'm going to tell people today. One day this week, one of them woke up. I think it was about 2:30. I think it was Thursday. 2:30, they woke up. I had to get up because they came into the bed and, they kind of like spread their arms and they spread their legs and stuff like that. And I know that I'm not really going to have a good night. So I came downstairs. I'll tell you what, it was Wednesday night because Alfie was here because I couldn't go into Alfie's bed. And so 2:30 in the morning on the settee downstairs, try and get some sleep. No, wasn't working. And then my watch clocked till 3 o'clock, 3:30. And I was like, sod this. I'm just going to go to the gym. And I got up and I went and I drove to the gym at 3:30 in the morning.
On the plus side, though, that night we had 6 hours of full interrupted night sleep because that night I think we was in bed by like 8:30 asleep by 9:00.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's why we didn't actually feel as bad and we could actually get up
that
and
is
do
true.
That.
That is true, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things where...
It's like last night, Millie was horrendous, wasn't she? I was putting her down, getting her up and... I was trying to get her in bed and she was just like crying.
Sleep. There's an episode. Sleep. It's all about sleep.
I think that'd actually be a good one.
Yeah, so we'll try that. So today, you haven't been quite comfortable with this, but because I'm more political than you are.
Oh, 100%. Mace is, if there's anything going on in the world, then I ask Mace. I don't read I don't watch the news, don't read the newspapers.
The song, I thought...
And I felt quite uncomfortable because where our podcasts have been, us two chewing the fat about our lives, this is sort of... Yeah, I just feel uncomfortable because it's not my forte.
So we don't know... so we haven't told people. So I thought, because I'm kind of a bit of a political animal... And lots of my friends know that, and you know, I have political views, and you know, some people agree with me, some people disagree with me, but the UK in general, we're leading up to, there's a general election, so we're now, I think, what are we now, 29th of November?
Don't look
the election, there's an election in the UK in 2 weeks' time, under 2 weeks' time.
All I know is I've got my election cards, and
you've got your, so you've got voting cards,
I've got
and
voting cards.
So we're gonna have to vote, and I don't want to get political on this, but...
Please don't.
No, but what I was thinking, and we've had this discussion, so me and Gemma had this discussion, and I said to Gemma, I said, look, what would you want? If someone knocked on your door, if they were Labour, Liberal Democrat, Conservative, if they knocked on your door and your voting was based solely on your... beliefs about the twins and how you could look after twins and what the twins mean to you and, you know, things that, you know, things that mean something to you in terms of looking after twins. So I sat down with Gemma and I went, what do you think? What would be the things that we would ask that politician at our front door to give parents of twins and parents in general and parents of triplets and sextuplets or whatever you want.
Multiple births.
So what are the things that we would ask them for? So we kind of spent some time and we wrote up a list and then we shared our lists and we actually found...
To be fair, the majority of them
they were shared.
Absolutely.
They were shared. So Gemma's not... So listeners, love you to bits. Gemma's not comfortable with this. As comfortable as she should be. But this is an election episode, and I've actually... You've got to bear with me.
This haven't.
Is. I have. No, just where?
Oh, like, you geek.
So, hang on. So, this is... I'm going to mess it up.
I'm
going to mess it up. Hang on. Election special. Hang on. Listen. You decide. Who will win Gemma and John's votes? Will it be the Conservative Party? With their chlorinated chicken? Will it be Labour? With their unicorns and endless spending? Will it be the Lib Dems? The Lib Dems and stop Brexit? Or will it be the Green Party? Because they are green. Who knows? In the next 10 to 15 minutes, we will find out. When John and Gemma give you the 5 most important things that our politicians should deliver to parents of twins. Thank you. Do you like that? Sounded good, didn't it?
Oh,
I'll have to listen to the back.
I know, you're just such a geek. No, fair play. I'm sure that'll crack a few smiles when people are listening.
So I could do my voice. So Gemma, I welcome you to my kitchen and my environment. And so if I was to say to you, Gemma, and in this election... If there was something that I could, as Prime Minister, give to you, a mother, not just a mother, but a bastion of feminism, an outright trooper, a soldier, someone who, you know, what is it that I can do for you?
Shut the fuck up.
What it? No, but you like my Boris impression.
I do like your Boris impression.
So I'm pretending. Right? Let's just pretend I'm in front of you. I'm Boris, right?
Yeah, you don't.
I want your number. So ready, right? Okay. So I'm going back into Boris now. Ready, right? Sorry. So Gemma, I listen to you. I want to hear you. I want to hear your opinions, and I would like you to share with me today, you know, something that I, Boris Johnson, leader, not just of the Conservative Party, but of the country and the world, perhaps, if it wasn't for Trump. But, you know, what is it that I could do for you as a parent of twins? What is it that I could do for you that would make your life easier? What's the number one thing? If you, you know, don't mind sharing that with me and everybody listening.
Oh, dear. Okay. So, after a lot of thought, I think my first...
Sorry, Boris, hang on. Have you gone, Boris? Yeah, I've got to go to... a thing down the road. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Gemma. Gotta go. I will see you later. Gemma, carry on. Sorry, John. Off you go. Oh, cheers, Boris. Thank you. Hang on, Boris. Hang on. Get off. Stop. What's he doing? Oh, he's nicked your bottle of Jim B. Jack Daniels, Gems. Sorry.
That's fine.
He's gone. Sorry, Boris. Thank you. So anyway, yeah. So Boris was asking now, what could he do for you? Us.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a list, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. So what was number one on the list?
Number one, parking at supermarkets. You've got the parent and child parking. So this is a huge, huge, huge bug bite for me. So they've got... We... particularly shopping Tesco's, they've got a small area for the parent parking. You find there isn't enough of them. And you go in there and you find you have the parents come out either with no children at all or children that are like 14, 15 that are quite capable and road savvy to park into a normal one and it's been lazy goats. I think that there should be an age restriction, so like 5 and under.
But isn't part of the problem that no one enforces it in the first place?
No, absolutely. There's no one. And it's quite funny actually because I've got quite friendly with the Tesco people. So if I'm driving in there, and there's been occasions where there's been people come out of the cars with no children, I'm like, where are your children? And they're like, oh, I have children. They're at home. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't be using them parking spaces. I said, I have twins. And to be able to get them safely out of the car, especially when you have
our local like, our local supermarket is massive as well. It is huge.
It is, and there's so many car parking spaces, and people just take the biscuit, and it's just frustrating. So I go up to the customer services now. I give them the registration number, and
but what do you think they do? I don't think they do anything.
They do. They go outside. They take pictures. And they enforce, and they've got a £60 fine. And they do actually, they have started enforcing it where they do go round, but they don't do it that often. But you've got, say for instance, like when we go to Lakeside Thurrock, there are child spaces there, and I've seen individual people just go in, use them parking spaces because they are near to the front, the same as like the disabled, but you'd never park in the disabled bay. So why would you park in a parent and child bay?
Well, I don't think there's the same... I think people perhaps don't see parent and child spaces as important. So if someone's disabled, they're disabled, you know, we've got to, but they don't see the importance of... They don't think it's as important
No, it's like more when you're in a multi-storey car park, there's several that I've been in, and the spaces are so... They're not wide enough, so you can't put your push chair down the side and you're having to put it out in the road where the cars are passing. So literally, when the girls were babies, I'd put one out, then I'd have to go out to the other side, leave our baby at the end of the car where there's cars going past, and it just wasn't safe.
See, I'm with you on this. I like, you know, we talked about this, and I'm with you. So I've gone to our supermarket, I've gone to shopping centres, and I've been queuing for parking spaces, or I've been waiting for a parent and child space, and I'll see someone trot back to their car, and I'm going, please tell me you've got a kid, because I really don't want to have a row with you. But
you feel
if you haven't got though, if you haven't got a kid,
I am going to
have a row with you.
Absolutely.
And you see them go back to their car and get in, no kids. And for me, I think people just don't realise just how... it's not privilege, but it's like you don't realise how important it is. It's so... It makes such a big difference.
It does.
To be able to be close to the store entrance, not having to walk across loads of cars parking.
Plus, as well, with the... I need the double trolleys, and there is like a designated area where you have the trolleys, like the double trolleys, the baby seats and everything. So I can safely leave them in the car, still see the car, and walk over and know that I'm going to be able to get a twin... trolley.
Yeah.
And if you're parking in normal car parking spaces, now, if it happens, it happens, and I know that I can actually now get the girls out and hold their hands and they walk, but in the 0 years to probably about 2.5, I needed them spaces. And
do you know what, Gems, though? That's why I love America. Because I can't park, right?
He can't park for shit. It's hilarious. No. We will be going into this car parking space.
Before you carry on,
car parking spaces just to go right at the end.
No, I was going to say, before you start, whatever you say now is true. I can't park. So I love my truck. I love my doors. And what I do is I park... And if I can't, this is why I'm quite passionate about your, this was your thing, but I really am into this. This is like, if you can't find a child and parking space, I then have to drive to the far reaches of the car park and park somewhere like a quarter of a mile away.
Which you're not going to get a double push.
And I'm going to walk with the girls, and the girls are going to be dodging cars and other things and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like... So I'm with you.
Yeah.
And that's why I love America. Because, like, yeah, America's got... They've got trucks and they drive big vehicles. But they drive small vehicles as well. And, like, they have car parking spaces.
Which are, like, 1.5 times the size
of... It doesn't matter how big your car is. You can open both doors.
Yep.
Wide open. You're not kind of, like, getting... Like, squeezing in and out. It's just, like, proper car parking spaces. Comfortable. Easy in and out. So... I love this one. And so if any of you are listening, any politicians out there, you're going to knock on my door. So the number one thing.
So it's going to be more spaces.
So what are we having? More spaces.
More spaces and age restriction. An age restriction.
So how old do you not become a kid?
No, you're always going to be a kid. However, when they get to 5 and above, they have got... They've got an understanding of safety in the roads and stuff like that.
I think that's reasonable.
I believe that 5 and unders, maybe 6, but I was thinking 5 would be... I know that when our girl, a year and a half's time, when our girl was a 5, I know that there'll be more road savvy, and I know that I can get them safely out of the car and into another space.
So we'll go for 5. So you're knocking on our door tomorrow, Mr. Labour, Mr. Liberal, Dabber Cat, Mr. Conservative. That's our number one thing.
Yep.
And if you don't deliver that, you just don't even bother asking. You're not getting that vote. Okay. So the second thing, this one's mine. So that one was yours, which I agree with. Yeah. This one is quite personal, but I think it's... When we talked about it, you were saying, actually, it kind of is more relevant to you as well. So this is about dads. Dads love kids, right? I love my kids. I love my babies. I love taking them out. I love giving them a good time. But I tell you what I don't love. I do not love not finding adequate facilities for me to take my kids, whether I'm with Gemma or not. So sometimes, we'll go for a pub lunch. We'll, in the summer, there's a nice pub garden, we're having a couple of beers or whatever, and they need a wee, they need a poo, whatever it is they need. Mm-hmm. And come on, girls, I'll take you, blah, blah, blah. And it's either, sometimes you've got male, female, yeah. or you've got this kind of quasi-disabled...
child.
They're not quite sure, yeah. you know what I mean?
It's supposed to be a fit for all.
Yeah, and I just think that they could do better. Absolutely. I'm not saying it's crap. I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm saying I think everyone could do a little bit better than they're doing. I think that there is an opportunity for restaurants, for cinemas, for shopping centres, just to raise their game. Give me a facility that is, it doesn't have to be male orientated. It could be mum and dad room. They could brand it mum and dad room or something like that.
They do it in Lakeside.
Oh, do they?
They do it in Lakeside on the...
so maybe they're getting better.
But
before you go on, Gems, the other thing, though, that I was going to say is when they do provide it...
Mm-hmm. It gets abused.
I'm not going to lie. Shocking. I mean, shocking in terms of cleanliness... You know, if you're going
to provide, like disabled toilets.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to provide a facility,
mm-hmm.
you have to maintain that facility. And I'm sorry, you think about a big shopping centre or superstore. There's thousands of people, probably more people going in that superstore or that shopping centre than there is going in a train station, for example. Yet I go to a train station, and they've got like a dedicated person cleaning up those bathrooms on a regular basis. And I'm talking like after everyone's gone in.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in a superstore, in a...
They don't.
They wait an hour and you get that little crappy thing that goes on the wall that says this, you know, like an hour. And it says, you know, this toilet was checked like an hour, like
it's
2 minutes ago. And you look at it and you go,
no chance.
Well, if you checked it, you was fucking blind.
Yeah.
Because you never noticed the shit on the fucking... excuse my language, but I'm sorry, some people are... And actually, I blame the public as much, because...
No, absolutely. They wouldn't do it in their own home, so why are they doing it...
Gems, like you took the words the right out of my life. Like that.
You wouldn't, perhaps some people, but that's why I am OCD, and it's hilarious because... When I had all of my baby changing, I always had some antibacterial wipes. And I literally, when they had like the baby changing, I used to wipe that down, then put their mat down. And you should have, I used to take the, sometimes like the antibacterial wipes to customer service to say, this is how clean your baby changing stand is. It's absolutely disgusting.
But did you, I mean, I walk into bathrooms, male bathrooms, baby change facilities... I walk in there sometimes. Actually, Tesco's, I'm calling you out now. Tesco's, Lakeside. You've got two bathrooms. One of them's near the entrance and the other one's right near the wine, beer and wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right,
you know the one?
Yep.
Horrible. Oh, absolutely really? Disgusting. Stinks. I've been in there so many times. Stinks. So Tesco's, you need to up your game. And I just don't... But then... I'm blaming Tesco's, but then I blame the public because let's be honest, right? Yeah. Sometimes I go to the toilet, I make a mess, right? Wee goes somewhere or, you know, you have a bad belly. You clean it up, exactly. Whether you're at your own house, whether you're at work, whether you're at a friend's house. It's just like manners.
It is, you know? Because it's, you, the same as anything, it's... You go into, you want to leave a toilet how you would want it to be presented to you in the first instance. Absolutely,
yeah.
And you don't, it's like, I'm not being funny. Even with like the girls, they don't want to sit on the seat. But if they don't want to sit on the seat and you piddle over the seat, wipe it. Why should I go into a cubicle and have to wipe up everyone's seat? Then do like the little tissue trick where you put the tissues down so you don't get germs and everything.
I don't know that.
So basically if...
is this a trick you've shown the girls? Or?
Oh yeah, the girls know it anyway, because if they've got to sit on the toilet seat, so I make sure it's all clean first, get me antibac wipe, clean it all out, and then literally just lay tissue all over the seat so they actually sit on the tissue rather than the seat.
That's cool.
So it's just a bit
I've never
clean.
Done that.
Oh, but. Please do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Please do. I didn't realise you didn't.
Well, I always make sure the toilet's clean, but
yeah, I
think the big thing...
You don't know the germs.
Oh. It just, so it's not like a man thing. I do think we get a, a bad deal. I'll be honest, Gems. I think we get a worse deal than you women. I think.
Absolutely, because even.
Hang on, I haven't got you on.
Oh, sorry. Even when you haven't turned your phone on silent. even when you've got, like the male female room, you've got people in there that they also make it a breastfeeding room. So you're going in there and some lady's got her baps out feeding her baby, and that's going to make you really uncomfortable. So you wouldn't go in there, and then you choose to use a men's.
I don't know. I'll be all right.
Yeah?
No. I'll be all right. Oh, you're peeing. No, I get you. I don't think I'm asking for much. All I'm asking is for any person from any political party that knocks on my door,
mm-hmm.
I want them to make a commitment. They're going to look at this issue. Yeah,
it is a really good issue, actually, yeah. Because it's supposed to be equal rights, and I think that fathers.
I think that there's this automatic kind of assumption, or whatever the word is, that the only people that changes babies' bums or takes babies is a mum, and it's not true. You know, us dads work hard. You know. Not as hard as you girls, obviously, but, you know, we do work hard. So anyway, so that's two.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to number three. So number three, my God, we've talked about this so much. This is yours. You're going to lead on this. But we've talked about it so much. Aisles, shopping,
oh my
buggies.
It gets me so wound up even just thinking about it. So when the girls, when we were looking at buggies, Mace and me both decided that we wanted a buggy side by side, and we chose and we got our Bugaboo Donkey, which is actually the same width as a standard wheelchair. So when we're going around shops, we struggle to get into standard toilets, the width of doors. We couldn't even get in our own front door. But you've also got like the department stores. When you're literally going through and you've got the closed display rails. And one shop in particular is so bad for this, is Sports Direct. You would go in there and you're literally moving the displays out of the way just to get your pushchair through. And
yeah, but isn't that's because they're kind of like, Sports Direct is a big,
but
cheap.
Even Next, no, because Next do exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, because Next literally was one in, one out.
So anyone listening from outside England, Next and Sports Direct, two massive retailers.
Mm.
But Next kind of like rely on sales of kids' clothes. But you're telling me that you can't...
You couldn't manoeuvre my Bugaboo around the shop. In the end, I used to get so frustrated, I used to move them. And I've been pulled several times, and it's like, please don't move our stands. And I'm like, so if a disabled person was in a wheelchair, would you be telling them not to move the display stands? And they looked at me and went, well, no. And
that's
I'm
a
like,
good point.
But you're discriminating against me because I've got a twin buggy and I'm going in there. I said, what is the difference? I said,
good point. It's a good point.
And they used to look at me and go, and I'm like, What am I supposed to do? I'm out with
so
my girls. I've got no choice.
Physically go into a store
and move them so I could get my babies through. Because otherwise, you'd be walking your babies through the store and they'd be getting whipped by all of the clothes on their faces because there wasn't enough room. So I literally just used to move them out. If I didn't do it all the time, but if I couldn't get through and there was like loads of people in the store, I used to just move them out the way.
Is it more? Sounds like it may be more clove. Was it clothing kind of? Have you had it situations where you've had that elsewhere, or is it just clothing?
No, because you've got like, what have we got? A primate range. I love the range. They've got a bit of everything.
So that's a big kind of like.
That's a big.
Everything.
They
bit
do
of
a
everything.
Bit of everything. Yeah. So, but they will put on the ends of their aisles these additional like cardboard, cardboard cutout like displays.
Gemma just smacked. The microphone.
That's why I apologise. Now that I was trying, I'm showing with my hands, like not that you can see, but these huge like cardboard displays at the end, and you can't get your buggy through. And I'm like, well, if I can't get my buggy through, then it's going to get moved because I'm not going all the way back down. And Clinton Cards that sells a range of all clutch cards, you cannot get your.
So what's the worst store though? Well, let's call them out. Oh. What's the worst?
Sports Direct.
Yeah, Nick, that's what I was
thinking. Clinton Cards. They are my three. I've experienced it, and I love Next as well.
I've experienced it.
That's why I shop online. With Next, I pay the £20 delivery, and boom, it gets delivered to me door for free.
But then you think about it, you know, high street's dying. Everyone's moving online. Do you know why you move online?
Because it's easy.
I can't get around your fucking store.
No. And to be fair, trying to get my babies out in the first instant is hard enough. When I can't actually go round the stores, you're making it so much more... You're just putting obstacles in my way.
But do you think that's the same for you as it is for someone... Sorry, I'm going to use the word and go I hate on. It. The singletons.
Possibly not.
Not as bad?
No.
If you've got one kid just in a buggy.
But then there are a lot of parents out there that have two children, but of different ages. So you have a baby and a toddler. Yeah. So they need a double stroller.
Yeah.
So you've got where they can walk and they can't. So there are a lot of people that have double strollers. They don't have to be multiple births.
And it's weird, isn't it? Because, I don't know, these stores rely... Actually, would probably... benefit more
I would go into the shop more if I knew that I could.
Yeah, but you think about it, that's what I'm saying. Is like if you went into Next, you're not buying for one, you're buying for two, possibly yourself,
yeah,
possibly something from me,
yeah,
and
they're making a lot of money in Next.
No, you do, and there's a whole episode about Next because you like not only does Gemma go into Next, Gemma orders everything from Next. And she doesn't just... So, like, you're a size 10, right?
8 top, 10 bottom.
But she won't order that. So, like, if she was ordering some pyjamas, she will go from 6 to fucking 18. And she will, like, order everything. Like, you get all this stuff delivered. It's like a whole shop turns up. And, like, if I was ordering a pair of jeans, it'd be, like, waist 32, which I've never been... to waste 48, but in your mind, it's like, oh, it doesn't matter.
You can go back. But that's
think about the damage you're doing to the environment.
I'm giving people more work because they're delivering and picking up.
Okay.
But if I was going to the store and I wasn't too sure about the sizes, I would get an 8, a 10, and a 12, depending on that.
Right.
So. Some bits, it all depends. So I'm thinking, well, I would take that into the changing room, so I'm just going to order all three of them and then try them.
Which you do?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Why not?
Sometimes I'll be like working at home or it'll be an evening and this poor lady who lives in the area just like knocks on the door.
With these bags and she's struggling.
Oh, she's got good biceps, I'm telling you. She's like, you know, you talk about your twinseps, she's got neckseps. She's got
Mason Gemma.
Man alive.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, she's...
Yeah, she's started again.
And actually, I open the door and I look at her and she goes... She looks at me and I go...
Like, yeah, she's been ordering again.
She's been online again, actually. For fuck's sake. What fucking now? Please never order a sofa or something because you just like order 6 sofas to be... I need to send 5 of them back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we done with our bedside lamps, didn't I? I ordered 3 because I didn't know what was the best, and I put them all up in our bedroom.
I get the thought process. I do get it. I'm not knocking you, but I am knocking you. It's mental. It's mad because like you will order everything. You'll order the whole range. Yeah. It'll be like.
Just to make sure I get the best one.
Yeah.
Or if we're ordering something for the house, I want to put it in my house to see what looks the best.
Right. So this was... We went from wider aisles. So, but anyway, we got a knock on a door. And so at the moment, the person knocks on the door, it's Boris Johnson or whoever. And at the moment, we're saying, sort out our parking, do that. If you get that sorted, you're all right. Get me some child facilities in pubs and clubs and all that kind of stuff. And we want wider aisles. Okay, so number 4.
Yeah, I think there should be like a minimum restriction around each of the display stands. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Mullet.
Is it? What one is it?
I'm quite passionate about this one. So, it might actually sound a bit controversial, I'll be honest with you, because I know a lot of people that might be listening might think that they can't do it, but I would ask for a ban on baby food.
Jars. This is your one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might not agree, but I really am passionate about how you've done, like, I mean, this is, I'm bigging up Gemma now, but...
This is why I'm not talking.
But I'm bigging you up because you made a decision very early on that you didn't want to give them jarred food.
I didn't want to give them processed food, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely and, not.
And from day one, regardless of how hard it was, all the stuff, lack of sleep, all that kind of stuff, Gemma said, no, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my recipe book and I'm going to do some research online and I'm going to make fresh food and they're going to have that. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, amazing. So I've got Alfie, who's 15, Daniel, who's 24. I think they both had jarred food. They had processed food. And look, let's not beat around the bush. The girls have chicken and chips.
Yeah.
They have.
But
that's
their treat, but they have a balanced diet. That's one treat a week. They will have fast food, an easy food. But to be fair, all of my foods are easy because I bulk them and they're in the freezer and they're ready to be literally just wazzed in the microwave and done.
And I genuinely believe that the twins, as a result, have got a much variable palate. Is that a word? I don't even know that's the word. But
they eat everything.
They eat broccoli. My God, my kids on a Sunday, my twins, 3-year-olds, more trees.
Oh, they...
Give me cucumber, cucumber lollipops. I mean, the kids... I mean, I'm like sometimes sat there going, I didn't know these aren't my kids.
Oh, what about Tilly asked you when you were taking Alfie football the other week?
Oh, yeah, she went, she turned around, she went, Daddy, where are you going? I said, I'm taking Alfie football. And she went, bring me back hummus. Bring me back hummus. I went, what? She went, bring me back hummus. I was like, what, you want me to bring? Okay. And like, she was into hummus. And it's like, it's like, 3-year-old kid into hummus.
A little bit of dry toast or some pita. She will sit there for ages and she loves it.
Yeah. But you know, Millie's good.
She's getting better. They both have.
Yeah. And I think, so, am I asking for a ban? I don't know. I'm asking for
being
the government
better educated and giving facilities cheaper as well, Gemma. It is 100% cheaper.
I think it's cheaper.
No, it is.
I think it's cheaper. So you go onto these, you go to Tesco's and you see these shelves, whether it's Tesco's or Walmart or wherever you are, and you see these shelves of all these foods. Pick up one of those jars and read the ingredients. And
it's
I'm telling you now, yes, it'll have broccoli and it'll have tomatoes and blah, 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 blah. But I'm telling you now, it's going to have chemicals.
Of course
it is. The reason why it's going to have chemicals is because it needs to prolong its life, right?
Exactly.
Whereas what you did, I'll doff my cap to you, Gemma.
Up till 12 o'clock some nights.
Yeah.
Just like boiling all the
chicken
food,
and all that kind of stuff. But you made it your passionate and focused on this, which is
absolutely
and although it was hard work, the reason why I've got it on my list is because I think any parent could do it. If you can do it as a parent of twins, make those meals, get them prepared. You had twins.
We didn't do it for the finances either. If we wanted to, we could have afforded the jars. It was purely because I wanted to know. And it was literally when they were weaning, I used to steam loads of veg up, mash it all up, or just put it in a ninja and put them in ice cube blocks so then they could have a bit of everything. And then when it got bigger, then we had like the silicone muffin trays, and I still do it now.
Yeah,
I still have three different meals in the freezer that I can just give them. So,
and I think we bought. No, I don't think. I know this is a fact. We bought two jars. I think we were in
Lakeside and we got stuck.
We got stuck. We'd forgotten some food or something, and we got stuck. And we bought some jars of
what we saw
the only time.
Yeah,
the only time.
And we thought I looked at all of them, and I'm thinking, oh, that sounds similar to what I make at home. So I'm sure they're going to like it. We got it all heated up.
Didn't touch it.
They wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. No.
Didn't touch it.
They turned their nose up, and that was the first and only time.
And it was, but actually, Gemma, it was like kind of pleasing.
It was actually.
Knowing that you'd taken that decision, you'd made that extra effort.
Mm.
As you say, you know, sometimes, you know, you'd actually stayed up till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning actually making these meals. And yes, I understand how convenient it is. I understand that it might be something that you feel is helping you out because you're stressed out or whatever. But my personal view is that making your own food, making your own baby food, doing that kind of, just make that extra effort, my God. Made so much difference.
No, I'm going to say thank you because I didn't realise how passionate you was about that.
You did amazing. Thank you. And you still do now, you know. And the girls, I look at the girls and what they eat, and they come up with random stuff like, don't come back without any hummus, you know.
Yeah.
It's just great. And, you know, sometimes, you know, our girls can eat. My God, we probably need to do an episode on food. Because
food after nursery.
My God.
If you don't feed them their dinner straight away, it's game over.
My God, these girls can eat.
Mm.
I mean, I'm being serious. They can eat. If they had a pig in front of them, they would eat the pig. I mean, they can eat.
If we allow them to, they would eat so much.
But they love food.
They do. And I'm pleased about that because that's what we've done.
Yeah, true. So number five, final thing. So final thing, we've had number four. So number five was, so there's someone knocking on the door, James. And they're knocking on the door.
This is a little bit of a funny one, though. It's like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, it's only made the list because I love you, right? Because I kind of disagree with you. We might have a little bit of an argument about this one, but
mm-hmm.
I love you to bits. So what's number five?
Number five is... when the babies are little, the dads have to give the Friday night up so they do the night feeds so the mum can have a rest. And the only reason I do it, with me and Mace, he works so frigging hard, and I said to him from an early age, until the girls were sleeping through, I was like, you go and sleep in the spare room. And I said, from Sunday night till Thursday night, I will do all of the night feeds. And I did. And then you were helping me out on the Friday night and Saturday night. But I think it would be fair to give every mum the Friday night off just so they can have a full night of uninterrupted night's sleep that I gave you for the rest of the other 5 days of the week. Yes, you're working, but you didn't have to get up like for every 3 hours and do two babies.
So, yeah, when you said this, I was a bit... I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying that I didn't help or...
No, it was my choice. You would have helped. If I'd asked you to help, you would have helped. But you work so blimmin' hard. You're up early and you're doing everything. And one thing that I could give to you, because I knew that when the girls were only feeding every 3 hours and they were napping, I knew that I could nap with them. So even though I was getting broken sleep, I knew that I could rest throughout the day where you wouldn't. And you would have to go to work and you're trying to concentrate, falling asleep. And because of the position you're in, I didn't want to mess up your work. So I was like, look, go in, sleep in the spare room, close the doors, put some earplugs in and literally sleep as best as you can.
Yeah, okay.
And I will do the night feeds for you. So
what you're looking for is
Every Friday, I think I deserve a night off.
Right.
So you do it. And then on Saturday night, we feed the babies together.
Okay. So... that's a law? You're going to ask that for a law?
It was something that you brought in, so we can't. I don't know because there's everyone's different with like their work and people work shifts and stuff like that. So it this is like a personal one just for me and Mace. If we could turn back time or if we had more kids, and which
did
we
you
not.
Do you think that I don't know? Do you think that I didn't support you enough?
No, I want you to be honest. No, you. I was, the pair of us were absolutely blowing chunks.
Shattered. All the time, yeah.
We were hanging and yeah, we were dragging ass completely.
Yeah.
But you were working and you were providing for the family, and I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to be able to take a year off. And when, right at the beginning age, when we were doing a night feed, there were some days I didn't get out of the bedroom. I used to have a shower, and whenever they were feeding, whenever they were sleeping, I slept with them and I didn't care. And then you came home and you sort of relieved me, or I used to have a bath or something like that. And we rocked it. But them first 4 or 5
You needed a night
months,
off. Right?
I would have loved a night off.
So what you're saying is like every Friday, just some respite.
Yeah.
You know.
Just so I don't have to get up.
I think the difficulty is, Gems, is that Friday is like probably the other half, the parent of the twins, you know, the father
it's
of
his,
the twins. It's like he's been working 5 days a week. So
yeah, but I've been up for 5 days feeding a baby.
It's hard. So hard. I think it demonstrates how hard it is. I think
I've
what
given
you're
you
asking
something,
for that.
So you give me something back, and then on Saturday night we do it together as a team.
Yeah, that sounds saucy, actually. but what I'm trying to say is, I understand where you're coming from. You need that respite. You need that. The thing is it? And I might cause an absolute shitstorm here. Is it harder going to work, traveling to London, going on the tube, doing a day's work, and doing that for 5 days, and then when you get to Friday, you're knackered? I'm knackered because I've done 5 days. I might have even been up to Manchester and Liverpool and blah. And you're going, yeah, but I need a night off
but
now.
I need a night off now. So your working hours are, say, 9 till 5. My working
No, they're not.
So your working day would be whatever. So say, for instance, 9 till 5. My working day is from the moment them twins wake up to the moment them, I don't break. When you're a parent, you do not have a break. You work, yes, and I know when you come home, you're helping with the babies and you're cooking the food, but I'm also doing the washing.
But you think...
It's a 24-hour job, me, and yes, you're doing the work, and yes, you're doing the travelling as well, but it's just as hard me being at home with the babies.
And I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is do you think there's much difference? In my mind, I'm agreeing with you. I know.
You've had 5 nights of uninterrupted night's sleep. All I want is one night.
Yeah, you'd be wrong.
But
you're wrong.
Yeah, but if you wanted to, you could put earplugs in, you could put music in. Yeah, but you could. That was your job. That was what I gave you. So I'm like, go into that bedroom, close that door, do not come out. You could have done whatever, and if you wanted uninterrupted night sleep, you could. All I wanted is one night a week of uninterrupted night sleep, where you had 5.
And I get you. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong in a little bit because I think
and
you're.
And you used to be able to sleep on the trains and the tubes, and you used to go round the Circle Line. And I found out the other day that even if you were 5 minutes from home, you used to go into a car park and have an hour's sleep.
Yeah, that might be true. But what?
where do I get the hour's sleep when my babes are running wild and I haven't slept all night and I am fucking tired?
Yeah, but we can.
And you can just sort of go round the corner into a car park and have an hour's sleep. Bullshit.
For the benefit of our listening public, Jeremy's getting animated. Aren't you? You are.
But it's true.
Yeah, but you don't.
But I only found that out the other day that you do that.
What? No, I told you about a month ago or 2 months ago.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
What?
If the girls, you know, when the girls are on one, I am absolutely shagged. I need a second pair of hands. Yeah, you're tired. You've been working all day. You could have slept on a tube. You could have slept on a train. But yet, no, you go into a fucking car park and you go and have an hour's sleep before you come home.
Yeah, but it's only around the corner. If you need me, I'm there.
Fuck you. No, excuse my language, but fuck you.
Seriously, look, I mean, you're very passionate about sleep. So am I. And I think we do need to have a full sleep episode because we're both...
I'm going to put a tracker on your phone now just to see where you are when I actually phone you. No, seriously, I will.
I'm an hour away. I'm always an hour away. Whether around a corner, a Tesco's car park, I'm always an hour away.
Yeah, but bullshit, I worked my socks off.
So that was our five things. That was our five things.
It was.
So who are you going to vote? You going to vote for anyone? I'm Gemma.
Mason Jones.
I would like to extel.
Leader party.
Yeah. Well,
Mason Jones, you know, leader party.
But what would you do if a Labour person or a Lib Dem or a Green Party member knocked on your door? Would you talk to him? No, would you actually ask him anything?
No, it's all bullshit. And I close my door the same as I do with Jehovah's Witnesses and every other person that knocks on my door. I'm like,
apart from the Amazon man or the next lady.
Oh, of course, yeah. My delivery men are like, yeah. But no, if someone's asked, yeah. Oh,
they know your name, didn't they? They go like, all right, James. Yeah. All right.
They do. My next lady comes
in
up.
In the bin again. Shall I put it in the bin if you're not here?
But she used to come up and she's like, oh, I never used to like to knock because I knew at 11 o'clock you had a little nap with the baby.
Oh, so you slept. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cool, I told you I did.
Slept during the day.
Whatever.
Look, that was it. That was our, like, is it an election special? I don't know.
You need to put that funky music on again.
Where was it? Hang on. Let me find it.
You should have seen the smile on his face when I told him he was allowed to do it.
I like that funky music.
You need to do, like, a little talk down.
Hang on.
Go on.
Bum, bum. Election. Who will win? Who will win the election? Will it be Labour? Liberal Democrat? Conservative, Green Party, Scottish National Party. The choice is yours. You like that? I think I've got that kind of like voice. I could definitely do voiceovers, I reckon.
No, I think you reckon? It, yeah.
But there you go. Bong, 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 bong. So we need to, I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to get the girls.
Turn the music down.
We need to get the girls to do some more recording.
Yes.
I think. No, sing some more songs.
Well, perhaps maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah,
you
might make be some able recordings. To get,
yeah, do some recordings. That'd be and have nice. Some fun. So, or even tomorrow during the day when they're not tired.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing. So, yeah, hopefully we'll do it.
Yeah, so thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
You can contact us by all the usual channels. They're up there. But, you know, the main one is probably at
iTunes.
I've forgotten.
iTunes, subscribe.
Please go to iTunes.
Subscribe.
And please.
If you
subscribe,
like us, obviously.
And give us 5 stars. And if you don't...
And a little bit
if you
of feedback us, as well. Even if you think that
if you want to give us 1 star
shit,
or 2 stars,
it.
Just but fuck off and don't subscribe.
This, yeah, you know? But this is what we like. We like the feedback. We like our emails coming through and it makes us laugh. And it actually... People are listening and we're just so fortunate random. That people yeah. are actually enjoying
so
our
So follow
podcast.
Us on iTunes. See the girls on Instagram. Do the WhatsApp. Insta, what's the other thing? TikTok.
What
are we even on TikTok?
I've got no idea.
But thanks very much. Until next time, we love you lots.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Bye.